Chicago garden stores are thriving during the pandemic as plant lovers flock to them, particularly in Latino communities. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio brings us a story about how some Latinos have turned their deep cultural connections with plants into successful businesses.
Angelica Varela is opening boxes filled with leafy green plants. She takes them out of the box and hands them to her husband.
Hey, hello.
He tags them. Varela opened her plant shop in Pilsen 3 months ago, and it was an instant hit. She remembers opening day.
As soon as we opened those doors, it went off from there. Like, we sold out of everything that day.
The 27-year-old Pilsen native said she never imagined her passion for plants could turn into a successful business. Her plant shop draws scores of fashionable Latinx, millennials, and Gen Zers every week. They pose with their new plants and post the photos on social media. She was laid off from her job in March and became anxious and depressed, but she found refuge in her plants.
I'm not scared to embrace that, you know, I'm okay with embracing that I was dealing with a lot, and I call my plants like medicine because they are. Every person that comes in here, they share with me their story about how it helped them during COVID.
Her plant shop is a family affair. Her husband, parents, and siblings work there, and her grandmother inspired the name, Semillas.
I remember just talking to my grandma, and she was planting her own semillas of chile de árbol in her backyard. And it clicked to me right away. I was like, oh my God, semillas. Like, that's it. Like, I got the name.
Loving plants is nothing new for Latinos. In the 1950s, Chilean singer Violeta Parra sang about using plants to heal her pain. In this case, she's singing about planting roses and other plants to heal from a breakup. This goes back centuries. Indigenous communities in Mexico and Latin America have a deep connection to Pachamama, Mother Earth.
Returning to that type of working the earth or, you know, getting your hands in the soil inspires that kind of cultural connection or those kinds of ties to, you know, older family members.
Lilia Fernandez says these practices survive colonization and cross the border, making their way into Chicago. Fernandez has studied Latinos in Chicago. She's the author of Brown in the Windy City, Mexicans and Puerto Ricans in Post-War Chicago. Fernandez said many of these immigrants come from rural areas, and they brought the tradition of growing plants for food and medicine with them. And some younger Latinos are finding connections to their ancestors through plants.
When we moved here, my grandmother, she's kept houseplants in her home. I wanted to bond with her over something. So I asked her for a clipping of her plants, and then that kind of just sped up my interest and love for them.
That's Oswaldo Azzi Gomez. He co-owns the plant shop in the Albany Park neighborhood. He grew up around plants in his native Belize and rediscovered his love for plants a few years ago. His store, too, has been booming during the pandemic. He's even hired 3 new employees.
I absolutely love it when you see, people my age or younger, and they bring their parents, and they're, excited to say, hey, I brought my mother, or I brought my father here. And it's really, really touching.
It is that deep cultural connection to plants that makes his job so enjoyable.
Desert plants just kind of remind me of Latinos in general. You know, they're very, very, very tough plants. You put them through so many periods of drought, and then just at the end, just to see something beautiful, you'll see lots of growth, you'll see flowers. So whenever I think of cacti, I can't help but to think and remind myself of the struggle Latinos have gone through.
Latinos make up almost half of the COVID-19 cases in Chicago. As they struggle through the pandemic and a difficult political climate, young Latinos are reviving a Mexican proverb to keep each other going. Quisieron enterrarnos, pero se les olvidó que somos semillas. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. María Inés Zamudio, WBEZ News.